Here we go.
It is April Fool's Day.
Ricky Nelson style.
I love this song. 1958.
I used to play around with hearts, hastening at my call. But when I met
people were watching Ozzy and Harriet back in the 1950s. Mm-hmm. Ricky Nelson singing Poor Little Fool. But of course, the space program sort of got underway. It was April 9th, 1959, that this announcement was made, if I can get to that quick enough here.
It's my pleasure to introduce to you, and I consider it a very real honor, gentlemen. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Those are the names of the astronauts, Craig. Those names forever inscribed in our history books. Oh, yeah. And it says here in this release, but the names of the entire Apollo launch support team, all those people behind him at the Kennedy Space Center, and the thousands who supported Apollo elsewhere will only be known to a few. But we have somebody who knows those names. Martha LaMasters. She has written a book called The Step, One Woman's Journey to Finding Her Own Happiness and Success During the Apollo Space Program. Martha, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I bet some of those names you were familiar with, maybe even you encountered or met some of those astronauts.
In fact, I think I've met every one. And my first husband, my husband at the time when I worked at Kennedy Space Center, was a member of the launch team for both Mercury and Gemini. So we were a space family.
And you were involved in it, but not in sort of the technical aspect. That you were more of a writer working your way from a secretary. Take me back to that time, your place in this whole situation.
Well, I've always wanted to be a writer. And in those days, back in the 60s, most women had to start their jobs as a secretary. So it took me a couple of years to prove myself to be a writer. And I worked for IBM in a man's world of engineers, astronauts, technical analysts, programmers, and technicians, where the men outnumbered the women 200 to 1.
But you obviously had that drive or that determination to be a part of it, go shoulder to shoulder with them.
Absolutely.
That, I guess, takes us to the title of the book called The Step. I looked at this when I first got it called It's The Step. And I'm thinking with astronauts, well, you know, it ended with the big step on the moon. That's kind of one part of it. But this has something to do from your grade school days. Talk to me about that.
Yes. Well, it was in Fort Lauderdale. The fifth graders were playing the sixth graders. And I hit a home run and ran around the bases. And I was told that I was out because I didn't touch second base. So the next time I got up, I gritted my teeth and hit it even further and ran around the bases. My teacher called me aside, and she said, you know, you're not the smartest child in my class, but you have something that will take you far. You've got the step, honey. And she said, well, that's an old Southern term. It's somebody that's focused. Their pace is a little faster. They know how to work together to create the end result. And that saying stayed with me. And in the book, I tell exactly what the step means in teamwork.
Talk to us about the time while this space program was going on. You're a native Floridian, so it's kind of the hotbed of where all this is taking place. Was this some career path? Was this an occupation as far as the space program that you really always strove for?
Well, my husband was so involved in the space program and so many of our friends, and I just had this yearning to be part of it. And I remember asking my husband, we'd had three children, the last one was going into kindergarten, and I said, you know, I'd really like to go back to work too. And he said, well, what could you do? You couldn't make enough money to buy your own Kotex. So that was all the motivation I needed to get started and get on my own.
And Martha, why did you decide to put these stories in print?
Well, it as the years went by, more and more stories were written about the astronauts or NASA. There were so many contractors over America that contributed to Apollo, over 400,000. And when I was at Kennedy Space Center, there were 17,000 to 30,000 people there working, and only 3,000 were NASA. The rest were the contractors, IBM, North American, Boeing, McDonnell Douglas. And I can't remember another book being written by one of the contractors, and certainly not one by a woman who worked there. So it's a different perspective that I'm bringing, too.
This also kind of tells about your life journey as well.
Yeah.
In a sense, coming from and even the generation of the 60s, how that kind of progressed in America, too. Talk about some of the stories you have in here and the people that you encountered over those years.
Well, women were not treated with a lot of respect in the VAB, the Vehicle Assembly Building. When we went up on the big gantry, the sidearms that held the Saturn V vehicle, the women, if they wore mini skirts, were deemed safety hazards, and we had to put on coveralls. Well, one particular day, I was in the Launch Control Center interviewing our test conductor, and my photographer said, you know, Alan Shepard and the Apollo 14 astronauts are going to be up there at your IU level thanking your guys. He said, if you hurry, we can get a picture. So I didn't have time to put on the coveralls, and I reasoned that if I'd been a man, I could just run up there. Well, I wasn't going to let this stop me. So I ran up there, got the great picture, and was issued a safety violation for IBM, which was unheard of, you can imagine.
Right.
And my punishment was to go through pad evacuation training, which dealt with learning the different gases, putting on gas mask, and going down the chute at the pad, which is an aluminum tunnel that winds around the vehicle all the way to the very bottom where you come out in a rubber room. So that's, and there's more to that story too, but they'll have to buy the book
sure.
to find out.
You know, I saw part of that miniseries TV show is, you know, the Astronauts' Wives Club, you know, kind of dramatization of some of the astronauts. It has similar tone to that. It's how the women were sort of looked one way, and yet you could still see the strength that those women had for those the men that were going out into space.
Yes. It was a difficult time for women at the Cape, working at the Cape, and I'm certain for the wives. So it was all new territory. Some have told me that my book is like Mad Men meets the Right Stuff.
And with women with all the right answers, I would suppose, sometimes. That's...
Oh, well, this isn't a story about a perfect life. Well, I made a lot of bad choices. But well, I don't think bad choices are life sentences. I think they're life lessons. And we all learn from our mistakes.
Right. Do you look on that time as a very special time, not only for you, but really for America and really how the space program took off and the imagination that it unleashed on America?
Yes, I think the greatest thing about it was the teamwork that we all had, and we were all devoted to this cause, this national cause that Kennedy had given us to not only get to the moon, but bring the men back from the moon, which was unheard of. I think they're the greatest technological team ever assembled, achieving the most difficult task to date.
Do you have a favorite memento from those times?
I have all the Apollo badges. I have letters of certificate. I have, you know, a lot of photographs that are in my book,
right.
One-of-a-kind photographs. So I guess the photographs would be it.
Any moon rocks?
Oh, no.
I don't know where you get those.
Well, yeah. No, I don't have any moon rocks.
What about that 1,000-page reports that you had to create for the different executives over time?
Yeah, that was the launch countdown manual.
Wow.
No, I don't think I saved one of those. I saved quite a bit, but I don't think I saved that.
Wow. Well, the book is called The Step, One Woman's Journey to Finding Out Her Own Happiness and Success During the Apollo Space Program. Martha LeMaster is our guest this morning. Thanks for sharing the stories. Appreciate your time this morning, Martha.
Great talking with you, Bruce.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.